Every day's in every ways I'm saving the planet from harmful rays. This eco-diary belongs to Alistair Fury. Age? 11. Address? 47 Atrocity Road, Tooting, England. Favourite flower? Poisoned ivy or hemlock? Favourite tree? Willow, because it makes great bats to bash evil big brothers and sisters with. Favourite animal? Not Mr. E, our pukey pug dog, and not Napoleon, our unbalanced cat. My favourite animal is a killer bee. I know it sounds little and silly, but it is more worse than a shark for killing people. This is because there are more killer bees nearer to humans than there are sharks. I mean, how many picnics have you been on when a swarm of white sharks has descended on your fairy cakes? Good point, Alistair. Perhaps with your amazing powers of deduction and handsome nose, you should join the police going straight in at rank of Sherlock Holmes. Bees are cool and so are beetles. Power to the little peoples. Favourite eco-charities. Freds of the Earth. What I don't understand is how a society of Freds can have a man called Jonathan in charge. Jonathan Porridge, for those of you ignorants in the no-no. Green Peas. I'm Nasty International, the National Rust, CND, campaign for non-distressing of me. Person you most admire after Alan Titchmarsh. Apart from his daughter, Charlie Dimmock, who is an obvious choice, I would have to say Don Bellini, inventor of the concrete overcoat, which for a period in the 1920s was more popular than the Macintosh. But the concrete overcoat was too heavy, and people kept falling off bridges into rivers and sinking, so it was taken out of shops, leaving a gap in the market for donkey jackets. But donkeys hated wearing jackets, so the coat factories switched to making anoraks instead, which are made from the nylon fleece of the Tibetan rack, I believe. List your plans to save our planet. Put a plug up my big brother whose farts not only blow holes in his jeans, but blow holes in the ozone layer too. We hold our planet in trust for future generations. What are the guiding principles that help you to live your life in harmony with nature? If it moves, shoot it. If it looks at you in a suspect way, shoot it. If it blows in the wind or smells funny or dares to block your lovely view of nature's glorious bounty, shoot it and bury it out of sight.